To anyone that's watching, I've just walked in after a day's filming and I have no idea what we're about to do.
Well, I mean, really, there's no change to normal, is it?
AJ's Camera News!
Still think the theme tune needs a little bit of work.
No, we're not spending any money on it at all.
And like all of this show, it is completely low budget, zero care.
Well, it's not zero care, well, is it?
It comes across like it. Where's your notes? Do you not get my email? In our first news story today, Sony are reportedly in a bit of a pickle.
Right.
Sony are reportedly holding up production and scrapping some features on their new mirrorless camera due to a DRAM shortage. It sounds really boring, but I saw an article the other day that said the same thing about the PS5. So DRAM is RAM, basically.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And they're finding it hard to get hold of it at the moment, which meant the cost to produce the PlayStation 5 was like £500 a unit. And now there's a story circulating saying that they're having the same issues with their new mirrorless camera, which means it might be scrapped, postponed, or some features removed from it entirely in order for them to get it out this year.
I mean, that's a shame, but let's just hope that if there was a shortage, yeah, you'd make the logical decision, yeah, as Sony and go, look, somebody's going to have to lose out. There's going to be winners and losers. We need the DRAM.
Yeah. Put it in the camera. Are you going to go to the PlayStation 5?
Yeah. Put it in the PlayStation 5.
Right, okay. But this is the camera news show. So
yeah, we've been
to be
waiting for years for the PS5.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's fair, but
okay,
we're supposed
camera
to be
news audience. Yeah. Oh, put it in the camera.
Yeah.
PS5.
And talking of cameras, we have now the first leaked images of the new Fujifilm X-T4. And like all, wow, Fujifilm cameras, it's kind of beautiful.
I like it.
Yeah. You like that silver and black aesthetic?
Yeah. You've definitely put the camera in here, haven't you?
Yeah. We do have some leaked specs, but like all leaked specs, they are rumours. We all know how wrong the USR5 was. But apparently it'll have the same sensor as the X-T3, but will feature iBiz, a dual SD card slot, and video at up to 240fps. But there's no resolution attached to that frame rate leak, so really, it's completely meaningless. What? You got a problem with my hand?
Well, a minute ago you were holding the DRAM.
Yeah.
And now meaningless pointing. So animated.
How does that rumour make you feel? Pretty meaningless? Pretty
after
empty.
Canon's rumours, yeah, which we now know are possibly in the bulk true, mm-hmm, I think most rumours where they sound ridiculous have to be true.
Is that the 2020 of camera news, is that ridiculous rumours will always end up being true?
Well, if Canon are coming out with,
yeah, the archive, such, yeah,
what sounds like it's going to be a market leader, then everyone has to follow. So, mm, you know what?
Yeah.
Make sure you achieve the level of the rumours.
Well, there was a rumour that the X-T4 could shoot video at 6K as well. But I didn't put it in it because I thought it was a ridiculous claim.
Yeah, that's definitely one to leave out.
Yeah, so I left it out. But now it's in.
Well, no, because you can cut it out of here.
No.
Okay, great.
Remember, so zero budget, no effort, very little editing.
Okay, yeah, thanks for
this
watching.
This might as well be live. And finally,
okay,
Pete. This is a question for you.
Okay, good, good.
Would you spend 10 grand on a mirrorless camera?
No.
No. No, that's the right answer. And the internet agrees with you, as people, good, are absolutely losing their sh.
You can't say sh.
I just did. You did it too.
Oh, sh.
Yeah. There's a shop in Luxembourg, a photography shop, that has listed the EOS R5 for, right, pre-order for 10,000 euros.
I mean, basically, let's put it this way. Somebody out there is minted and just wants to say, yeah, I spent 10,000 euros on that.
Yeah, it could be. It could just be that it's not real and it was just a placeholder and that's their default 9999.
Yeah, that's quite likely.
But It is 2020. Wild camera rumors always tend to be true, especially from Canon. So there you have it. The US R5 is 10 grand. We heard it here first.
Another good episode of the news. Glad I didn't take my coat off.
You haven't taken your coat off?
Nope.
Did you buy that on Amazon?
Yes, actually. I'm glad you mentioned that, AJ. This bargain I found online. Just like this, which I bought earlier today. You can click on the link below this video and we'll get paid a small commission, which helps us continue to deliver high quality news to you.
That's very, very true. High quality. Have you watched any of the previous camera news?
Nope.
Didn't think so. Keep doing the affiliate links though. They were really working out well for you. Before we leave, as this is a podcast as well, we do have the benefit of opening up a little bit of a discussion. Remember the other day when a certain variable ND filter was released and YouTube was awash all at the same time, same notifications?
Yep.
How do you feel about embargoes being lifted at the same time for everyone, so everyone gets the same notification? So if you subscribe to more than one camera, show, channel, whatever, you get like 10 notifications of the same product.
Yeah. That's where I think it's done. Mm. Because if you're interested in a certain topic,
yeah,
whether that could be slime for kids or cameras for camera nerds, you and him, and
not you,
you're following that interest, they're the people that you're going to subscribe to.
Mm.
So when a new product gets released and I just get my notifications come up of multiple of the same thing, us as normal people, who are also nerds in your instance and his, go, that is so transparent what's going on here. You've all been sent this piece of kit, you've been told to sit on it, and then you've released it, and it just seems a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
But I go, oh, get paid for that, did you?
Yeah, and probably, and knowing a few of the channels that did review this thing, they probably didn't get paid. They probably just got sent it and asked to review it.
Yeah.
And they probably did a really great video, really unbiased review and all the rest of it, but it just feels disingenuous, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I'd be quite happy with the fact that individually, these channels that I like are making a living.
Mm-hmm.
They're all getting paid to show me the things that I
when
like to
see.
When
do we start making a living?
Well, the sad news is, AJ, it's going to be a while because the percentage is small, but it doesn't affect the consumer, our viewers, when they click on the link below, to items like this, which can comfort you in your moment of need. And if you have a moment of need and you like what we just showed you there, reach down below, not below the desk. You don't want to, just down below the video.
Don't be giving Peter reach around.
No. And click on the link. We'll probably a 1% commission, but you know,
every percent counts.
Yes. Yeah, if there's 100 of you clicking on it, that's a lot.
It's a 101%.
It's 100%.
It's not 100%.
It's 100%.
It's not, that's not how math works.
There's 100 of you clicking on it, and we're getting 1%. Let's just call it 100%.
That's 101%.
It's 101% of 100%.
You sound like Donald Trump. And that's been this week's camera news.
And strange maps.
That's the next week's show is Strange Maths, brought to you by Inga.
Yeah, that's the end of AJ's camera news.
I'm going to release that on iTunes, I think, as a song.
Big audience for it. Right, I'm going home. All right.